Let's start with the Tenda firmware backdoor, because this is the kind of vulnerability disclosure that should make anyone running consumer networking hardware stop and think carefully. The CERT or CC advisory, Vulnerability Note 21-3560, confirms that multiple versions of Tenda firmware contain a hidden authentication backdoor. This isn't a misconfiguration or a weak default password. It's deliberately engineered code that allows access without valid credentials.
The significance here is partly the scope. Tenda is not a fringe manufacturer. They produce millions of routers and networking devices sold globally, with particularly strong market penetration in Asia, Eastern Europe, and increasingly North America through budget retail channels. When a backdoor exists across multiple firmware versions, you're not talking about a narrow exposure window. You're talking about devices that have been deployed for years, in homes and small businesses that are now confirmed to have a bypass mechanism baked into the software.
What the HN community was quick to flag is the distinction between what CERT calls an authentication bypass versus a remote code execution vulnerability. This particular backdoor, based on the advisory, appears to allow unauthenticated access to device management functions. Whether that translates directly to full network compromise depends on your network architecture. But if your router's management interface is exposed even internally, an attacker with local network access could use this to pivot.
And the uncomfortable reality is that most consumers have no mechanism to know if their firmware has been patched. Automatic update features on budget routers are notoriously unreliable. Many users never log into the management interface at all. So even if Tenda releases a patched firmware version today, the installed base running vulnerable firmware will persist for years.
The HN comments also raise the broader pattern here. This is not the first time a budget networking vendor has been found with what looks like an intentional backdoor. And the forensic challenge is always the same. Distinguishing between deliberate backdoor inserted by engineers under pressure versus lazy hard-coded credentials left in during development and never removed. The legal and geopolitical implications differ enormously depending on which story is true.
Now, let's move to the GitHub story, which is arguably the most immediately actionable security story for anyone using AI-assisted developer workflows. Noma Security published a blog post. They're calling the attack vector GitLost, documenting how they successfully tricked GitHub's AI agent into leaking the contents of private repositories. The score of 236 with 96 comments tells you the developer community is paying close attention.
The attack class here is prompt injection, but the GitHub-specific implementation is particularly troubling because of the trust model involved. GitHub's AI agent, built on Copilot infrastructure, is designed to help with repository-level tasks, reviewing code, answering questions about a codebase, summarizing changes. The problem is that when you give an AI agent read access to private code and the ability to respond to user queries, you've created a channel through which malicious instructions embedded in the code itself can redirect the agent's behavior.
So the attack scenario is an adversary contributes code, even through something like a dependency or a README in a forked repository, that contains embedded instructions targeting the AI agent. When a legitimate user asks the agent something benign, the agent has already been primed by those embedded instructions to include sensitive information in its response or to route it somewhere unexpected.
What makes this structurally hard to defend against is that the agent's job is to read and understand code. You can't sandbox it away from the content it's supposed to process. This is a genuine architectural tension in how these AI coding agents are built. And Noma's research is forcing a conversation about whether the security model for AI agents with repository access has been adequately thought through.
The HN comments were fairly pointed about this. Several engineers noted that the capability was deployed before the attack surface was well understood. There's a pattern in AI product launches where the capability ships, the enthusiastic users follow, and the security research arrives third. The sequence probably needs to change.
And now for the story that is somehow simultaneously the most absurd and the most technically interesting item of the day, the Uniqlo t-shirt. A researcher named Tris Scherlicher published a blog post documenting their discovery that a t-shirt sold by Uniqlo, apparently through some CDN Akamai connection, has printed on it what appears to be an obfuscated, self-evaluating bash script. Not a decorative pattern that resembles code, actual executable code.
The HN community went deep on decoding it. The script is obfuscated in a way that's consistent with techniques used to evade casual inspection, variable substitution, encoding layers, that sort of thing. When decoded, the thread was working through what it actually does, and the leading theory involves CDN authentication or some kind of device fingerprinting routine. The question of how Akamai's infrastructure ended up on a retail garment is genuinely unanswered.
My read on this, and I think the HN community landed in a similar place, is that this is almost certainly not malicious in the traditional sense. Nobody is expecting someone to type a t-shirt into a terminal. But it does raise a real question about the supply chain for design assets at a company like Uniqlo. How does obfuscated production infrastructure code end up on a consumer product? That's either a spectacular QA failure or a very strange design brief.
The meta point here is that the person who noticed this noticed it because they could read code. Most people wearing that shirt have no idea, which is its own kind of commentary on the relationship between technical literacy and the designed world around us.